Fantastic. You can be seated at this time. Thank you, praise team, and Jim back there. All right. Praise the Lord. Great singing this morning. Thank you, Molly. Appreciate you leading singing for us this morning. Love that last song, Run to the Father. Boy, there's certainly times and difficulties in our lives where we just need God, and we just need to run to Him, knowing that He is there for us and helping us throughout our daily difficulties and trials and things that we go through. So thank you, Molly. Enjoyed that song. Take your Bibles this morning. Go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. We'll take 1 week off from our spiritual armor series that we're going through and just talk a little bit about thankfulness. And when we talk about thankfulness, it doesn't mean that things are always going perfect. We do realize if we've lived very long upon the earth that we are going to have difficulties. We're going to have trials. But I do also realize that we live in a negative world. If you watch the news, the leading story is not something good. It's usually a flood, a murder, a fire, a car wreck, something bad, something difficult that people are going through. And sometimes in our world, our society, in our lives, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to not be thankful for the many blessings that God has given to us and for the things that He has done for us in our lives. So as we look this morning, we're going to talk about thankfulness and what the idea and the thoughts of thankfulness to God help us with in our lives. We're going to learn this morning that thankfulness is more than just a polite word that we teach our children when they're given a cup of apple juice or a package of fruit snacks, right? Thankfulness is more than just a polite word. It is a posture of our heart that keeps us aligned with God. Thankfulness is more than just a polite word. It actually is a posture of our hearts that keeps us aligned to God and recognizing His provision and His help. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18, the Bible says this, difficult the way it starts because it starts very abruptly, I guess you could say, and it gives these words in verse number 18, in everything. I'm okay so far, but He hasn't said what I am to do. He says, in everything, give thanks. The Bible commands us as Christians that in everything to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we as Christians should give thanks, as He says, in everything. God commands thankfulness and gratitude, and I think we could define it three different ways or in three different areas. I believe God commands us and requests us to be thankful because thankfulness protects our hearts from bitterness. When we are thankful, it protects our hearts from bitterness. Have you ever complained and complained and complained about something until you eventually became bitter and enraged by a situation or a circumstance that you are in? It protects our hearts from bitterness. And I know no one in here has ever been bitter, right? Never. We've never been bitter. But the Bible commands us to be thankful because thankfulness protects our hearts from bitterness, from anger. The second thing that thankfulness does, it protects our hearts from pride. From pride. When we are thankful, we're acknowledging God's working in our lives. We're acknowledging His provision. Did you know you take a breath 23,000 times a day? Sometimes we thank God for the moments that take our breaths away, but do we thank God for the breaths He gives us each and every day? And so it guards our hearts from pride. We recognize that every good and perfect gift cometh from above, that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The Scripture tells us that salvation is by grace through faith, that I would not boast in myself or boast in what I have done. Romans 4 tells us this, to him that worketh not, but believeth on Him. And Ephesians 2 says that salvation is by grace through faith, that I would not boast. Thankfulness and recognition of God for His gift guards our hearts against pride, and it guards our hearts against bitterness. But it also, third this morning, as we are going to work through several things, it guards our hearts against forgetfulness. How often do we forget the provisions of God? How often, except for at this time of year, where most of us will eat like kings and have plenty of food, we are forgetful of the blessings and the help of God. We're forgetful of the work upon the cross. We're forgetful for the Word of God that He has given to us to reveal Himself to mankind. What about these mountains? I always go the wrong direction. But these mountains behind us that we look at, I even told Joanna, we've lived here 16 months. Thank you, Leslie. 16 months. And sometimes you forget. You know, when I first moved here, it was every morning I'd run to the window and raise the shade and just look out. Oh, they're different today, right? And then now, I just like, oh, you know, the mountains are there. Oh, they got a little bit of snow. Sometimes we're forgetful of the beauty of what God has provided, but we're forgetful for His gifts and His work. We're coming up on Christmas season where we're reminded that God sent His Son into the world to pay a price that I couldn't pay, to give me something that I could never have without Him. And so God commands us in 1 Corinthians 5, He says this, in everything give thanks. Why? Because it protects your heart from bitterness. It protects your heart from pride. It protects your heart from forgetfulness. So when we give thanks to God, we are acknowledging that every good thing in our life comes from Him. He is the provider. He is the one that has given us what we have. We have life because of Him. We enjoy His creation every day, and we can be thankful. So that's why thankfulness is not just a suggestion in Scripture. As 1 Thessalonians says, it is the will of God for every believer. This letter in Thessalonians was written to the young church in Thessalonica. And just in case you're thinking that everything was going right with them, the church in Thessalonica was facing pressure, persecution, and uncertainty. It's to that context that Paul writes to them and says, in everything, give thanks. They were experiencing persecution, pressure, and uncertainty. And yet the Apostle Paul, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells them, be thankful in all your circumstances, not for your circumstances, but in your circumstances, because thankfulness can be a posture of the heart for the believer. So this morning, we're going to look at why, some more reasons why God has commanded us to be thankful. I would just ask you, I won't ask you to raise your hand, but in your own mind, I want to ask you, has anyone complained about anything this week? I see some guilty faces out there, right? Has anyone been negative about something this week? Were you in a drive-thru and the fast food wasn't fast enough, right? Did you have trouble while driving on the road? Did you have a situation this week where you were negative or unthankful? I want to ask another question. I wonder who this week, and again, you don't have to raise your hand, but who could say, you know what, I had a time this week where I recognized and was thankful to God for His provision, for His help, for His answered prayers. Oftentimes, we can be so caught up in everything around us, it is so easy to complain. You know the old saying that talks about, are you a glass half full or a glass what? Half empty, right? It's the same glass, the same amount of water in it, and one group of people will say, well, you drank half of it, right? Last night, Carter made a milkshake. He made this amazing decaf coffee milkshake. I didn't want to make one. I was too tired, right? So I said, Carter, can I have just a little sip? He's got this big old straw in that thing, right? And I just take a sip, and I was like, I just had a little bit. And he said, I watched it going down in the glass. You know, it's getting empty. It's going. So sometimes we look at things and we say it's either half empty or it's half full. Do we look at our lives and do we constantly just say, I have this wrong and I have that wrong and this is not right? Or are we able as Christian people, as Paul instructed the church in Thessalonica, even in the midst of uncertainty and persecution and pressure, that we can say, God, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for where I live. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my life. And so when we are thankful, it keeps our eyes upon God, not upon our problems. Psalms 121 says this. Psalms 121 in verse number 1, the Bible says this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heavens and earth. When circumstances get heavy and difficult, our natural instinct is to focus on what is wrong. But when we are thankful, it shifts our attention from our problems to the strength of God. The psalmist says, I will lift my eyes into the hills. From where comes my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Gratitude lifts our eyes up. It reminds us that God is still on the throne, that God is still working, and that God is still faithful. In the midst of uncertainty, God is not uncertain. We can find our help in Him. So it's so easy to get our eyes upon the problem and take our eyes off of the Lord. You know, we can only look at really one thing at a time. You're either looking down at your problem or you're looking up to God in thankfulness. I'm not ashamed to admit there's been many times in my life where I have looked at the problem. And when I have done that, it caused me to take my eyes off of the strength and the peace and the help that comes from God. And so the response to thanksgiving to God in our hearts is He says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. He is my help. The Bible says, my help cometh from the Lord. So thankfulness keeps our eyes upon God, not upon our problems and our difficulty. And number two, which I already kind of mentioned, thankfulness protects our heart from bitterness. Bitterness is easy to creep in. It's almost there before you even recognize that it's happened. It can take hold before you know what power that bitterness has. But unthankfulness especially opens the door to frustration, envy, and resentment. It's simple in our to have these things creep into our lives. I think unthankfulness and bitterness is a fiery dart of the wicked one. It's easy to complain. It's easy to get bitter over a situation. It's easy to question and say, God, when will this prayer be answered? Why has this happened? Why am I going through these things? Instead of putting our minds upon the Lord and being thankful for His blessings and His help. So thankfulness guards our heart from bitterness, frustration, envy, and resentment. Is that not what Romans 1 talks about in verse number 21, where he's talking about the people that have gone away from the Lord, and he says they were worshiping the creation and not the Creator. And then in verse 21 of Romans 1, he says they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Unthankfulness, unrecognition to God led to bitterness, resentment, and ultimately darkness in their life. So when gratitude rules, bitterness loses its power. When thankfulness and gratitude rules our heart, bitterness loses its power. So as Christians, we should be thankful because it keeps our eyes upon God and not upon our problems. We should be thankful because it guards our heart from bitterness, from envy, frustration, and resentment. I wonder who all this morning has been hurt in their life. I wonder who all has questioned a trial or a situation you've been through. It's easy to have bitterness begin to take root in our lives. Because when we're Christians, everything's supposed to be smooth, right? Once I got saved, my problems are over. Who all thought that, right? Maybe for 25 minutes. But we have difficulties. Don't allow your heart to become bitter. And a way to avoid that is to constantly be looking for ways to give thanks to God. I wonder if we got a piece of paper out. Don't do it. But I wonder if we got a piece of paper out and wrote our problems on one side and things we're thankful for on the other. I wonder which would be more. I know in my life, God has been much better to me than I deserve. And my things I'm thankful for always outnumber the difficulties that I experience. Number three this morning, thankfulness. Go to Psalms 106. Thankfulness is an act of trust in God. If you really think about it, when you are thanking God, you are acknowledging His provision and you're trusting in Him. When Paul is encouraging the church at Thessalonica to be thankful in every circumstance, he's really calling us to trust God's character. Have you ever thought about that? Be thankful in all things. He's calling us to trust God's character. Psalms 106 and verse number 1 says this, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." When we are giving thanks to God, we are trusting in God's character. When we become unthankful is when we are questioning what God is doing in our lives. Our circumstances may change, but God's goodness does not change. Thankfulness becomes a statement of faith. God, I believe you are working even when I can't see it. Oh, boy, that can be a hard thing sometimes. God, I believe you are working even when I can't see it, because I trust in you and your goodness and your faithfulness. I know who you are, and I will trust and rely upon you even when I don't understand what is going on. Have you ever driven your vehicle in the fog or a snowstorm or whatever it may be, but mostly fog? And sometimes you can barely see ahead of you, but you will focus on that white line that runs on the white right side of the road, and you will begin to focus upon that. Even though you can't see exactly where you're going, you trust that that line will lead you in the right direction. So also in our lives, sometimes I don't understand, I don't see, I don't recognize, but I'm going to be thankful because I'm going to trust God that He is working because I know who He is. That's how I can be thankful in my circumstances, because I know the God I am trusting in. And that's why the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever." Go to Philippians now, Philippians chapter number 4. You'll recognize this portion of Scripture, Philippians chapter number 4. Why is Paul telling us we can be thankful in all circumstances? Because I keep my eyes on God and not on my problems. Protects my heart from bitterness. It's an act of trust in God. And also it brings peace in my life. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. The Bible says this, "Be careful for nothing." And then here's that phrase again. "But in everything," he says, "but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." But it's not over there, is it? Verse 7 says this, "As a result of my prayer and my heart of thankfulness and my supplication to God," he says, "and the peace of God, which passes all understanding," he says, "shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus." Being thankful is not, as I said, just that polite word. It is actually powerful. God exchanges sometimes in the midst of difficulty our anxiety for His peace. Have you ever had or been anxious about something? The Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes understanding." See, that's what God offers. I can't offer that kind of peace, but God can offer that kind of peace. He says His peace passes understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind. We're almost done this morning. Number five, thankfulness reflects the heart of our Savior. Jesus, in His life upon the earth, modeled a thankful heart. Before He fed the 5,000, He gave thanks. At the breaking of bread, at the Last Supper, He gave thanks. At the tomb of Lazarus, He gave thanks. Gratitude and thankfulness can be the fuel of our work for the Lord. And I know I'm not saying that we are the Son of God, but I'm saying even He demonstrated thankfulness in His earthly ministry. And number six, and we'll be done this morning, thankfulness can be a witness to our world. Thankfulness can be a witness to those around us. Go back to the book of Psalms, chapter number 34. The book of Psalms, chapter 34, and verse number 1. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. I've already mentioned this probably 5 times already, but if you haven't noticed, we live in a culture that is filled with complaints and negativity. We believers should give thanks as a witness to those around us. It shines as a light of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And that's why He says in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. What do those around you see? What do those that know you, what do they witness if they were to evaluate your life? Do they hear the praise of God coming from our lips? Oh, yes, this week we are going to be thankful. What about Black Friday? How are you going to be there, especially if you go shopping, right? Wonder how thankful we're going to be if we go to a store on Black Friday. Our thankfulness will go out the door quickly, right? And sometimes in our lives, it's this week of Thanksgiving, it's so easy to be like, oh, we're thankful, we're going to get the family, and there's nothing wrong with that. This is a great time to be reminded, but let's continue to be thankful throughout the year, because those are watching us. The world is watching to see if we really trust in God, if we really rely upon God. Our thankfulness can be a witness to our world. So thankfulness keeps my eyes upon God and not upon myself. It guards my heart from bitterness. It's an act of trust as I rely upon the character of God. I'm trusting in Him. It invites and helps me understand God's peace in my life. It reflects the heart of Christ as He was here on earth. It's a witness to the world. So how can I be thankful? Start by choosing to be thankful. Thank God in prayer. Thank God in worship. Thank Him for His mercies. Thank Him for the breath we breathe, for the strength we have, for the people in our life. Thank God for His grace, His forgiveness, and His patience. Aren't you glad God is patient with us? Are you glad God's patient with you? We can thank God for His patience, for His never-ending love. And even in the midst of circumstances, however difficult they may be, you can be thankful to God for His help and His grace and His power, because God is good in the middle of all circumstances. I read a song, I'd heard this song before, but I just looked it up again this week. I believe it was written by a man by the name of James Easter. And I won't sing it, calm down, okay? I'm not going to sing the song, but James Easter was a criminal alcoholic that ended up in prison for stealing vehicles and different things he had done. While in prison, a pastor came into the prison. He heard the gospel message. He was not saved at that time, but after he got out of prison, he accepted Christ and knew Christ as his Savior. And he wrote this song because of his experience. And he went many years before he even shared this because he was afraid people wouldn't want to talk to him if they knew of his past. But he became a singer and a songwriter, and he wrote this song. He says this, while the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish they could see. And then he says this, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Because there's a roof up above me, I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Who knows that song? It's not that old. I know I'm not wealthy in these clothes. Maybe I should have sung it. You'd never forget it then. I know I'm not wealthy in these clothes. They're not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. That's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Because there's a roof up above me. I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Can we be thankful to God in our life? Think of all the things God has done for us. Not just physical things, but think of what he has done for us spiritually. The greatest gift that we must be thankful for and should be thankful for is his gift of salvation provided through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the midst of my sin, God sent forth his Son and he gave his life for mine. I am eternally grateful, and for all eternity, I will sing of the praises of the gift of Christ and the salvation that has been provided to all those that place their faith in him by his work upon the cross. So that's why Paul, writing of the church in Thessalonica, in trials and difficulties and uncertainty, he writes the words of verse number 18, in everything. Give thanks, because you're acknowledging and recognizing the gift that God has given. Let's bow our heads together this morning. Joanna and Molly are going to come and play a closing song for us. Can we bow our heads together and ask God and thank God for what he has done in our lives? Maybe bitterness has been allowed to creep in. Maybe it's time for thankfulness to begin to replace that bitterness. Maybe we've not been trusting in God. That's not why we've not been thankful. I'm not going to trust in you. I can't be thankful for this situation. I don't even know how it's going to turn out. As they play, as the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart today, just take a moment and talk to the Lord. Maybe it's simple. Lord, thank you. Thank you for Christ. Maybe it's, Lord, thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for turning my anxiety to peace. Thank you, Lord, that I can trust you and I can rely upon your character in all things. Take a moment. Talk to the Lord this day. Thank you. Amen. You can look back up here. Beautiful song. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that. You are the one that I praise. You are the one that I adore. That's what the words of that song were. We pray that God will give us the grace and the help to be thankful in all things. Let's stand to our feet. Monty will put our final verse on as we prepare to read this. Don't forget, out in the hallway, and this table and in that table, we have church tracts, church brochures, whatever you want to call them. But in there is an invitation to the church. It also has the gospel message inside each one of those. So I encourage you to grab those. Take them with you. As you meet people who don't know the Lord, hand them one of those. Or meet people who don't have a church, hand them one of those to invite them to church to be with us as we worship God.